Hey yo, what up? My name is CJ and this is CJ's Take. Welcome to my podcast. Hello everybody, how you guys doing today? My name is CJ, C-E-E-J-Y, C-E-E-J-A-Y. Right, that's right, C-E-E-J-A-Y. That's my name. It's your favorite podcaster coming to you guys. My favorite moment of my day, although it's not coming first thing in the morning, but I still come through. That's what I do. Alright, so hey, hope everyone is doing beautiful today. Hope you guys had you're having a fabulous day. God is good all the time. You got life in you. Even if your day is not going as perfectly as you imagine it will be, as you want it to be thankful. Because you can breathe. Okay? Use your life. You still got life in you. That's something that you gotta be thankful for. I feel great today. Apologies for coming, with the episode a little late in the day, but I still had to get it out somehow, because work and everything keeps calling all the time, like I tell you guys, but we keep our commitment still strong. So quickly, today I'm gonna talk to someone. Okay, I don't know who that person is, I don't know if that person is you, but I'm gonna talk to someone, and what I'm gonna talk about today is something that I've touched before, and the reason why I'm gonna talk about it is because it keeps coming up a lot of times. People keep reaching out to me with this same situation. And I get to understand that this is a lot has to do with their making. They put themselves in these situations and they get stuck in these situations and then they start asking questions, why? Okay? I've said this before and I'll say it again. It is okay to make yourself a priority. It is okay to make yourself a priority. People need to get comfortable with that. So I'm going to kickstart this session by saying this, and I'm going to talk about it in terms of relationships, right? In terms of a relationship, it's good. Relationships are beautiful, but still when you're in a relationship, it is okay to make yourself a priority. Making yourself a priority is not selfish. It's necessary. Okay? Keep that at the back of your mind. Making yourself a priority is not selfish, rather it's necessary. So today, let's talk about the importance of making yourself a priority. All right? Now, I know that most of you out there, you probably be wondering why you're at your breaking point, You wonder why you're miserable. You wonder why you feel sad, anxiety, borderline depressed. It's because you give and give and give and give and give some more. And these other people, they have absolutely no problem taking and taking and taking and taking some more as long as you keep giving. Now, today, once again, I'm coming to you, reminding you that you need to stop neglecting yourself. You have to stop neglecting yourself. When you wake up, it's not about you, it's all about them. And don't get me wrong, that's okay. That's totally fine. It's great to add value to others and give up yourself. But I need you to ask yourself these two questions. Number one, why do you feel the way you feel? Even though you keep giving, why do you feel the way you feel? Number two, in this situation, is it equal giving and equal sacrifice? Because the answer to number one is, you feel the way you're feeling right now because you know deep down inside, deep down in your heart, deep down in your soul, you know that something is not right in that relationship. And I'll answer number two for you as well. It's not equal giving. And it's not equal sacrifice. So if you put that one person and those other people in a position to win while you steady lose, and any relationship should be set up as a win-win situation. That's it for me, okay? As far as I'm concerned, every relationship should be set up as a win-win. And right now, you are stuck up in the middle of a win-lose situation. And guess what? You're on the losing side of history. You are on the wrong side of history. You're the one losing. And I'm not yet talking about a situation where you're in a relationship and then your partner falls on hard times and you have to take up a little more responsibility. Nope. What I'm actually talking about is when you fall on hard times, is your partner taking up that same responsibility? Equal giving, equal sacrifice. And is he or she having your back the same way you have their back? Think about that for a minute. I know the answer. I know that right now the answer is no. That's why today I need to remind you to stop neglecting yourself. Because when you're neglecting yourself, you're not respecting yourself. And when you're not respecting yourself, you're not accepting yourself. And that's unacceptable. This is a moment that you start doing you. Okay? It's a moment that you start saying, no, it's my time. I'm going to give to me. Okay? Tell them, I'm going to give to you. But right now, I got to give to me first. And no, I'm not talking about your kids, okay? We got to show love to the kids. I mean, we got to bend over backwards for them. That's a fact, because they're kids. What I'm talking about is all these other grown-ass folks. Your so-called homies, your friends, your buddies, your boys, your girls. That just take and take and take. Right now, today, at this very moment, that all stops. Okay? I've said this before, but now, let me reintroduce you to your new favorite word. And that's the word no. N-O. Tell them no. Right now, it's about me. It's about, you know, it's been about you for way too long. And I'm going to stop neglecting myself because I'm worth it. Because I'm worthy. Because I'm enough. And if I don't take care of me, it's impossible for me to take care of you. If I don't love me, it's impossible for me to love you. So, I have to stop neglecting myself or I'm going to lose my mind. Say those words to yourself today. You have all the strength. You have all the power to flip this, to change this. And I'm not saying making it your favor. I'm saying make it about you when it needs to be about you. Stop neglecting yourself and force them to respect you. And make sure that you're respecting yourself from this day forward because you know what it's all about. And when you stop neglecting yourself, what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself climbing over the hump of negativity, of greed, of selfishness, of regret, and making each and every day of your life a Wednesday. Today is a great day to win. My name is CJ, and that's my take. I'm going to see you next time. Peace.